The United Kingdom is a country.
And that country is made up of the countries of England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, all of which are countries.
So the word country is overused.
But we're here to country talk about the country of England and the country of Scotland country.
Specifically their border.
Which is old.
And contested.
And surprising.
Our favourite.
Welcome to Map Men.
We're the men.
And here's the map.
Map Men, Map Men, Map, Map, Map Men, Men.
It all started hundreds of years ago when Roman Emperor Hadrian decided this part of Britain was worth it, but this part, probably not so much.
And so he built a wall, sending a message to any approaching army that if you want to attack us, you're going to have to place at least one hand on this stone and literally hop over.
South of the border became England, and north of the border became Scotland.
Since Hadrian, the border between the two countries has ding-donged back and forth a bit, not least around this poor town, Berwick-upon-Tweed, which has swapped countries 14 times.
Although technically in England,
for now,
Berwick-upon-Tweed feels really Scottish. They read Scottish newspapers, their football team plays in the Scottish League, and their accent is a weird mix of Scottish and Geordie. Excuse me, will you say something?
Ah, why, I'm in Dinegar, what are you hanging about?
Ugh.
People got so confused about which country Berwick was in that official declarations of war in the 19th century had to specify you are at war with England, Scotland and Berwick-upon-Tweed.
One particular war with Russia forgot to mention Berwick in the peace declaration, which means that Berwick was technically still at war with Russia until 1961. They undeclared war on each other in a ridiculous ceremony, where the mayor of Berwick declared,
"The good people of Moscow can now sleep soundly in their beds."
The Russians responded by not knowing anything about it.
The England-Scotland border remains significant today.
It's well known that the Scots hate the English, but the English have never understood why those backwards Celts are such a bunch of whinging morons.
Well, that's what you get with a border that has hundreds of years of history.
Hundreds, you say?
Hundreds, I say.
Try 400. Million.
What? Tell me more.
I bloody well will. This is what the world looked like half a billion years ago.
Well, I'm no evolutionary biologist, but that looks like around the time the first graptolites and cephalopods were formed.
Exactly. But at this point,
England and Scotland are thousands of miles apart. The land set to spawn Sean Connery is here, and the land set to spawn Mr. Bean is here.
Mr. Bean was an alien.
The production company was English.
Well saved.
And about 400 million years ago, Avalonia and Laurentia collided together. Like this.
That dramatic collision formed the Scottish Highlands, once as tall as the Himalayas.
This map shows the border where they collided.
And this is the border today.
Ooh.
So, is it just a massive coinkydink that the line where the mega continents crashed into each other is pretty much exactly where today's England-Scotland border is? Or are the rocks from 400 million years ago still shaping the identities of these countries?
After all, the rocks underneath us affect what plants can grow, what local animals can eat, what building materials are available, and how tasty the tap water is.
So perhaps there is something in it, countries.
Countries.
Isn't it great when a geographical border actually makes good geographical sense?
And who knows, maybe 400 million years from now, England and Scotland will break apart again.
And Scotland will be free to pursue a life of full, genuine independence as far away from England as possible.
Good luck with that.